Every time I talk to the boys and girls, I like a little object with me. And the last time I was here, I had a sycamore leaf which came all the way from Invergurry Road in Hollywood because I wanted to talk to the boys and girls about Zacchaeus. Now, it may be difficult for some of the boys and girls at the very back to see my object for this morning, but the ones at the front can tell me. Yes? What is it? Anyone? Anyone? Not one. What? I'll pull it up a wee bit farther then. Come on now. Yes? A map, of course. And this map was sent to me about last April by a man who's here this morning, Pastor Billy Colville, in order that I might find the new Baptist Center, but he doesn't know that I knew where it was before he sent me this map. But it's very helpful, of course, and I trust you've been to the new Baptist Center because it's a beautiful building. But I'm not going to talk to you about the Baptist Center this morning, but the Bible is like a road map. It tells us the way to heaven. And I was very encouraged this morning in the prayer meeting when someone quoted the verse that I want to leave with the boys and girls. John 14, verse number 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I want to talk to the boys and girls, and indeed to all the people as well, about the way to heaven. Now, we want to learn just a couple or three things from this text. First of all, it's a singular way. Now, we all know the difference between singular and plural, especially those boys and girls who are at school. When Jesus said, I am the way, he meant that he and he alone was the way. You see, many people say something like this today, we're all going to heaven, but we're all going by different directions. But no, Jesus is the only way. And that's what Jesus means in this text when he says, I am. And we could enlarge upon those two words, but we don't want to do that. It's a singular way. There's only one way. The second thing is this. It's a simple way. Because the Bible says the wayfaring man, though a fool, need not err therein. Way back in 71, I baptized this young man in a certain church, and before I baptized him, I asked him how he came to know Jesus as his own personal Savior. And he told me, he said, when I was only 4, I came to know the Lord Jesus at my mother's knee, or on my mother's knee. And that young man now, he's a deacon in one of our churches. None are too old to come to Christ, but bless God, none are too young to come to Christ. It's a singular way. It's a simple way, and it's a sure way. Many people say something like this, you cannot really be sure of heaven until you get there. Well, Paul was able to say almost at the end of his life, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. There was a scientist by the name of Michael Faraday. He was not only a famous scientist, but he was a very fine Christian. And just before he died, some of his students came to him and said, what are your speculations now, sir? He said, I have no speculations, for they're all certainties. For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Now, coming from Hollywood, I could go to the New Baptist Center in 2 or 3 different ways. I could come along the dual carriageway, past Knock up the Hill Hall Road, and into Lisburn, and of course to the New Baptist Center. But I can come the Sydenham bypass, the A12, onto the A1, and then as soon as I see the sign, the A26, and my roundabout, I know to turn off there, and I get to the New Baptist Center.
A lot depends where you're coming from. You know, I can go at least two ways already, I've indicated. A lot depends what time I'm coming at. If I'm coming to the Baptist Centre for 5 o'clock, I generally come the Hill Hall Road to avoid the West Link. But if I'm coming for 7 o'clock, I certainly come down the motorway. I get there. There are at least two ways that I can go to the new Baptist Centre. But there's only one way of getting to heaven. So, the next time you see a map or an atlas, remember that Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life to heaven.